has a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he is directing the Commerce Department to begin work on what he calls a new and highly accurate census. This one would exclude those in the country illegally. The president's new tariffs kicked in at midnight, says ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
After months of pauses and extensions, overnight, President Trump's punishing new tariffs finally snapping into effect. More than 90 countries now facing tariffs ranging from 15% to as high as 41%. While almost all imported goods remain subject to a 10% tariff. Those tariffs will be paid by companies, but economists warn the costs may be passed on to consumers.
The Kremlin says President Trump and President Putin have agreed to a summit, but Putin has not signed off on the idea of letting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky take part as well. There's a briefing about an hour from now on the base of Fort Stewart, Georgia, following the mass shooting yesterday that left five soldiers wounded and a sergeant under arrest. This is ABC News. There's no motive yet for the shooting at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Five soldiers wounded, all expected to live. Sergeant Cornelius Radford is under arrest. ABC's Faith Abube is on the base.
This is at least the second shooting in the last 3 years here at the base. There was a third incident recently as well. We're not sure whether that was a shooting, but I mean, it's concerning. Officials are looking into the security here. But one of the questions out of this specific situation is how did he get a handgun onto the base?
Nearly a full day medical emergency rescue mission at the U.S. base in Antarctica. Three people were taken away.
It took nearly 20 hours to complete this medical evacuation. These operations are rare. The last time the Royal New Zealand Air Force conducted one of these missions was back in 2021 and 2024.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The staffers were unable to get the medical care they needed into Antarctica, officials say, but they aren't saying what they were suffering from. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. A Green Bay bar has lost its liquor license. At a meeting on Tuesday, the city council denied an appeal to renew the license for Stage 1, a bar on North Broadway. Stage 1 lost its license in June after repeated police calls and disturbances. Councilman Bill Galvin says the bar has had numerous chances to cut down on incidents.
The Green Bay Police Department has bent over backwards to try to help him be successful. And at the end of 2 years, it hasn't happened.
The bar's owner said he was willing to implement more safety protocols and said the bar is a community resource. He asked for more time to let an updated correction plan work.
The point I'm trying to make is that Stage 1 is not just a bar and that we will do whatever we can to prove that we want to continue being a part of this community.
Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says from his vantage point, there was risk in reinstating the bar's liquor license. Meanwhile, BakeCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. And a climate journalist from Wisconsin who went missing while hiking in Norway has been found alive. It had been nearly a week since he'd gone off the map. He was rescued early yesterday morning and was hospitalized with serious but not critical injuries. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out in Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills, and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. That's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s. Currently, 66 degrees.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Nobody in the office here yet, so I was singing along with that one.
Yeah, that'll change soon, I'm sure, as people wander in.
First Beatles song, by the way, to hit the three-minute mark. Longest Beatles song up to that point. Here's Simon and Garfunkel on WGBW.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too. 97.9
FM. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Because
Best songs ever recorded, in my humble opinion. The Beach Boys. Got to tell you a story about the Beach Boys. This goes back, 30 years. Wisconsin State Fair. They were playing on the grandstand, and I was working for a Milwaukee radio station then, and we had backstage passes, took some listeners backstage to meet the Beach Boys. Very cool. And the band, most of them, very cool about those kinds of things, especially Bruce Johnston. Carl Wilson was cool, Al Jardine, but I digress. I worked for a station that had a slogan of Milwaukee's Oldies Station, right? And I was wearing my station shirt, and it had that slogan and our logo on it that said Milwaukee's Oldies Station. And a roadie came up to me with black electrical tape, you know, that sticky kind of plastic electrical tape. And he snipped some off, and he covered over the word oldies on my shirt. And he said, band doesn't like that word. Okay. But we met the band just the same, got the pictures, everything was cool. But it surprised me. And I get it, because they had just recently hit number one with Kokomo. So they were not feeling the oldies, the love with the word oldies anymore. But we're proud to play them here. One of our favorite groups here at WGBW.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. brought to you by The Dispensary, online at thed8dispensary.com.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
King, Paul Boyega, thank you very much. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WGBW may be the worst King impersonation ever. I don't know if you had a chance to see him, but the billboards are up. If you're driving on 172 or 41, I'll be taking that tour myself later.
Soy marinero, yo no soy marinero, soy capitán, soy capitán.
Local news, timeless hits, WGBW.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I was trying to think before the James Taylor song, after I played a song called Grazing in the Grass, what commercial is that that uses that song in there? Was it Michelob? I don't know. Doesn't remember. If I find it, I'll let you know. Let's get you up to speed on important stuff now from the WGBW newsroom. Here's an update.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a two-week deployment to Texas. That's according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states send resources to each other. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Appleton, Neenah-Menasha, Green Bay, and Sheboygan. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the Disaster Preparedness Grant Program in April. It goes by BRIC, that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster through projects like building tornado shelters or updating power lines. 19 other states are opposing the cancellation of the program. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades, they've been unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News. Green
Bay weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s. Currently, 69 degrees.
So shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show.
hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Going to pieces, Peter and Gordon, they fall to pieces because they spot her. But they admit that they're going to places they used to go. Is that stalking? Not cool. Overthink. Oh, yeah. Local news and timeless hits, WGBW. We think we've assembled a pretty good crew here at WGBW throughout the day. I'm Dan Marcus. I'm the 6 to 9 guy. And then at 9 o'clock, a familiar name and voice, Laura McKenna, steps in. And she's here until 2 o'clock, but she's loves this music. And, I mean, she is so good to hear her voice again. Ditto. Eric Westfall, our afternoon guy, he's here at 2, goes until 6, and then Pete Schwaba is here from 6 until 8 with Nightlight. So we've got a good crew here, 6 a.m. in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, all Green Bay people, all talking about Green Bay stuff here on WGBW.
Milwaukee baseball was born in the Emerald City, but any ties to the Pacific Northwest were cut loose decades ago. Pella has an interesting history as well, born in Pella, Iowa, but their century-long history of crafting quality windows and doors there continues to this day. Designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance, get long-term energy savings and durability that lasts for years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Order by August 31st and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast,
always on point.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
97.9 WGBW with Percy Sledge. When a man loves a woman, he does stupid stuff. Like sleep out in the rain. What's up with that? May get a chance to do that tonight to prove his love. WGBW.
Doobie Brothers, China Grove, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WGBW. Good thing there's no camera in here, because I was playing air drums on that one, and it was pretty pathetic, actually. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done, but listen to the lineup for the rest of the day. Pete Schwab is going to be here at 6 o'clock this evening. Before him, Eric Westfall steps in at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And up next, Laura McKenna. It's a great lineup, and they're going to keep it all coming from the station with local news and timeless hits, studios downtown Green Bay. It's WGBW. I leave you with Paul and Arts.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By-la-la-la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Bye. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs kicked in overnight. More than 90 countries are now facing tariffs ranging from 15 to 40%. The Kremlin says President Putin has agreed to a summit with President Trump to discuss the war in Ukraine. Weekly jobless numbers are out.
The latest look at weekly claims for unemployment benefits finds 226,000 filings in the week leading up to August 2nd. That's an increase of 7,000 from the week before. In all, 1.9 million Americans are receiving benefits, 38,000 more than the last week of July.
ABC's Jim Ryan, last week's numbers showed a major slowdown in employment. President Trump didn't agree with that, so he had the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics fired. Investigators piecing together how an active duty service member allegedly opened fire on his fellow soldiers, wounding five of them. It happened at Fort Stewart, Georgia. A computer glitch at United Airlines stranding thousands of people yesterday. There was a ground stop that was lifted, but there are residual problems today. This is ABC News. The Israeli cabinet will meet today to discuss Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan for Israel to control all of Gaza City. That, as Palestinians say, the situation has become unlivable. Dia Ostas has been covering the war for ABC News from Gaza.
When we say that the situation on the ground is devastating, it's literally a small word. It's gonna explain the situation on the ground. It's not only devastating and destructive, it's more than devastating and destructive. We are talking about hostilities on the ground. We are talking about famine. We are talking about disease. We are talking about there is no education. There is no any health system in Gaza.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 60,000 Palestinians have died since the start of the war. Just in from London, the Bank of England has cut its main interest rate.